Welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown alongside the bass man, Marcella Shepard. I'm Kyle LaRue. We are up to the number five spot on this week's survey where we find European drummer and composer Snorre Kirk, who is solidifying his standing as a sideman with some of the finest names on the Scandinavian jazz scene. Since making his debut in 2012, Mr. Kirk's inspiration has been rooted in the golden age of jazz, that cool swing-based sound created by legends like Duke Ellington. Well, Kirk's latest effort is his seventh as a leader. It showcases 10 original Kirk compositions, and on it, we get an ever so slight variation compared to Snorre's previous work. The Ellington influence definitely still present, but on this latest album, we hear some additional influence from another legendary band leader, Count Basie. It's drummer and composer Snorre Kirk with his latest effort for the Stunt label. It's called Top Dog, and it's in the number five spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. And there you have it. It's drummer, composer, Snorre Kirk. His latest effort for the Stunt label is called Top Dog. And it comes in at number 5 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Well, family, in the 4th spot this week is a vocalist who's hit number 1 on the Billboard Smooth Jazz charts more than any other female vocalist in the chart's history. Lindsay Webster. She's still blessing us with gems from her latest for Shaniqui called Reasons. The album's pretty much been out like 2 years now, and it tells the story of who she is, what she's been through, and definitely where she's going. Now, on the journey with her is her partner in music, Keith Slattery, along with some special guests in Nathan East, Brian Culbertson, and Randy Brecker, who definitely bring forth some great synergy here. Lindsay's in Richmond this month before heading out to sea at the end of the month. It is vocalist Lindsay Webster with Reasons, still at number 4 this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Hey, yeah, yeah. What does it mean when it feels perfect? Like you really know you found the one. I could have sworn the last guy would be worth it. But just as quickly as he came, then he was gone. Now could it be I'm overthinking? Doesn't text, and when he doesn't call, or is it he just can't say what it is? Well, after all this back and forth on second thought, I didn't mean it. I know I told you when I meet you that I feel connected. I didn't mean it. I know I said that I really want to spend the time. I was wrong. I didn't anticipate such strong attraction. Playing with these idle hands, 'cause you know I spend all my time at home alone, so you can't blame me if I fell a little fast. 'Cause there are things I'm overlooking, like your tendency to not let me get mine.
What about me? What about me, babe?
It's as if you just don't understand how it goes. So baby, maybe you should stop wasting my time. Yeah, yeah. I know I told you when I meet you that I feel connected.
I didn't mean it.
I know I said that I really want to spend the time.
I was wrong.
I didn't anticipate such strong attraction.
I truly love her storytelling capabilities. A voice that is golden for sure. Lindsay Webster, Reasons, the album. It's on Shaniqui and it holds steady at number 4 here on our survey.
Thank you, Brother Bass. Family, don't forget you can catch the countdown on demand. If you ever miss the show, you can always get caught up wherever you enjoy podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Player FM, And of course, you can always stream and download the podcast anytime at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, as the saying goes, what goes up must come down. And as it was a rather impressive five consecutive weeks atop the survey, but very nice of drummer, band leader, and educator Ulysses Owens Jr. to allow someone else to get a taste of that top spot. Well, taking nothing away, of course, from a stellar recording that showcases the band Generation Y, which is a collective of next generation players that Ulysses Owens Jr. himself has mentored over the last few years. Now, after several successful recent tours, Owens and Generation Y felt it was time to record and chronicle their camaraderie and chemistry. The new album stands as a celebration of the band's journey over their first 4 years. Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y right here with their latest for the Cellar Music Group. It's called A New Beat. And it slips a bit to take the number 3 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Got no shoes on my feet. Ain't got nothing to eat. But I've got a heart full of rhythm. Got a dime to my name. But I'm rich just the same, 'cause I've got a heart full of rhythm. When skies look gray and everything's wrong, I'll find my way by singing a song. Let the great think I'm small. I can laugh at them all. 'Cause I've got a heart full of rhythm. Got nothing to eat, but I've got a heart full of rhythm. got a dime to my name, but I'm rich just the same, 'cause I've got a heart full of river. When skies look gray and everything is going wrong, I'll find my way by singing, by singing.
Yeah, there it is, drummer, composer, educator, Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y. Proof positive that the future of this music is in great hands. You'll find this one on the Cellar Music Group, the album A New Beat, coming in at number 3 on this week's survey. Bass?
We are getting closer to the top, and you know what? Clear, concise, and captivating. Those are just a couple of words that sum up the sound of trumpeter Cindy Bradley's latest album, Promise. One of the longest running artists on the Trippin' in Rhythm label has another number one on her hands on the smooth jazz charts. This is an album that moves through some Latin flavor. You get a few slow and soothing grooves and some upbeat and hip tunes throughout. The album was just about 4 years in the making, which Bradley says was really due to her lack of inspiration during the pandemic. Now, the title of the album refers to the promise that one has within, the things that are important to you and make you get up each day. It's produced by Greg Manning, which marks a first-time collaboration between the two of them. The goal initially was just to do one song together, but it went so well that they did another, and before you knew it, they did another and another, and then they had a whole album. So here is trumpeter Cindy Bradley, produced by Greg Manning. The album is called Promise, and it holds steady at number 2 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Cindy, I love it, man. Cindy Bradley, Promise is the name of the album. So many great gems on this album. It is on the Trippin' and Rhythm recording label, and it holds steady at number 2 here on our survey. All right, LaRue, go ahead and take us to the top.
Yes, indeed, Brother Bass. Well, if you're not familiar with the history and its origins, the Black Art Jazz Collective debuted in 2013 at Jazz at Lincoln Center and is, in fact, dedicated to celebrating African-American cultural and political icons, as well as preserving the historical significance of African-Americans in jazz. Now proudly and unapologetically celebrating its 10th anniversary, the collective consists of founding members Wayne Escoffery, Jeremy Pelt, James Burton III, Xavier Davis, and Jonathan Blake, who are all joined by current members Victor Gould, Rahsaan Carter, and Mark Whitfield Jr. Man, what a talented ensemble. The collective serves up 10 original compositions on this latest project that speak to both artistic freedom and musical sensibility relative to the tenor of our times. It's the Black Art Jazz Collective with their latest for the High Note label. It's called Truth to Power, and it moves up to take the number one spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
And there you have it. It's the Black Art Jazz Collective. Some talented brothers going to work. Their latest for the High Note label is called Truth to Power. And it moves up to take the number one spot on this week's survey.
Congrats to the Black Art Jazz Collective. They've done it again. Well, family, just like that, that is going to put a wrap on the countdown for this week. Be sure to catch us via podcast. We're streaming wherever you listen, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple, Google Podcast, and more. Or you can go directly to our podcast site at countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And family, you can stay connected with the Countdown on social media for links to photos, videos, playlists from the show, the latest jazz news, and more. Be sure to follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
That's right, and while you're there, click the link to get your hands on some Cool Jazz Countdown gear. Be fresh for the spring and summer and beyond, again, on our social media. The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme song is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, enjoy your spring. This is Marcella Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.